As many brick-and-mortar stores have closed down across the country and succumbed to the pressures of online retailers like Amazon, dollar stores have been thriving. Just last week, Dollar General, the most popular of the dollar store chains, announced that they would be opening another 1,000 stores in 2020, on top of the 16,000 they already have. That's more than all the Starbucks and McDonald's in the United States. There are now more than 30,000 Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and Family Dollar stores in the country. But a handful of cities are trying to slow down the spread of this booming retail sector. Birmingham, Tulsa, New Orleans, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, and Mesquite, Texas have all crafted policies that limit the number of dollar stores that can be developed. Last week, Fort Worth, Texas became the newest city to be added to this growing list. Well, joining me now to talk about all this is Kellyanne Gray, the council member for District 8 in Fort Worth, Texas, who spearheaded the city's new ordinance, and Nathaniel Meyerson, a retail reporter at CNN Business. Thanks to you both for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much, Tanzina.
Nathaniel, let's start with you. What's leading to this boom in dollar stores? Why are the majority of these stores opening?
Sure. So I think there are a few structural reasons why dollar stores are doing so well right now. One is the uneven economic recovery in this country has created a strong base of low and middle income shoppers for these stores. The second is that more grocery stores, mom and pops, brick and mortar stores are closing down, allowing the dollar stores to kind of consolidate. The third reason that especially Dollar General is doing so well is that it's going in places where Walmart isn't and where Amazon can't deliver. The core customer there makes $40,000 a year, limited income, does not have the means to subscribe to a $120 a year Amazon Prime membership, or Amazon does not have the delivery infrastructure to reach these shoppers. 75% of Dollar General stores are in towns with fewer than 20,000 people.
So given all the stats that you just laid out, Nathaniel, we're also seeing a couple of cities around the country who are pushing back. And I'm going to get to Councilmember Gray in Fort Worth, Texas, in just a moment. But why do you see this happening in cities across the country? Why are these dollar stores seen as a problem?
Well, I think that the spread of food deserts is a significant issue, and the access to fresh fruit, food and produce. The criticism that many of these cities have is that the dollar stores do not sell fresh food and fresh groceries. And when a grocery store goes away and several dollar stores remain, where do these residents get access to fresh food?
So, Councilmember Gray, I want to bring you in here. One of the things, when we talk about dollar stores here in New York City, dollar stores are everywhere in New York, and they pretty much sell everything, including food. We reached out to Dollar General, and they said, to Nathaniel's point, that they actually do intend to carry an assortment of fresh fruits and vegetables in. They already carry that in 600 stores around the country. They plan to increase that number by 650 by the end of the fiscal year. Councilmember Gray, what is the issue with dollar stores in Fort Worth?
In Fort Worth, I have a very, very diverse district. And what's on every major corner of a major retail corridor, commercial corridor in my city is $2 stores. It could be a payday lender or an auto title lender. I mean, they're everywhere. It is an oversaturation of dollar type stores. And I'm not just speaking from a perspective of Dollar General. We have Family Dollar, we have Dollar Tree, we have 99-cent stores, and none of those stores actually sell fresh fruits or vegetables.
So I guess the question there would be, is that dollar store's fault if they are providing cheap food and other items for the community? Or is that the fault of other grocers who have chosen not to set up shop in poor communities and sell fresh produce? I mean, dollar store sells what it sells. But I don't see, to Nathaniel's point, they're Walmart, and I would even expand that to Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods and all these other places that would sell fresh food have chosen to not set up shop in those communities.
Let me tell you this. It's very different. If you look at our city, east of 35 over to the Arlington city limit, which is 15 miles exactly. There are $100 type stores and six national retailers. But surrounding those national retailers are all dollar stores. And it makes it really difficult, especially when grocers are looking for a price point that they can't always meet. And it's not cheaper. It's not cheaper. You actually get less and you pay more than you would at a Walmart or a Target or any other place like that. So no, it is not their fault. However, when you come in and you oversaturate a market, it makes those larger grocery stores who we're already having to have the conversation of how you need to be in communities of color that have that lower moderate socioeconomic income, it makes it really difficult when you have other people who are saturating the market. It feels predatory.
Have you heard back from Dollar General about this ordinance and or proposal so far?
No, we haven't. We've talked to Dollar Tree, but Dollar General would not come to the table.
And Nathaniel, just nationwide, as we said at the top, there are going to be more and more of these stores across the country. Dollar General has said once again that they plan to increase the number of stores to 650 around the country by the end of this fiscal year that will carry fresh fruits and vegetables. Do you see these ordinances or some sort of partnership happening between cities that are concerned about oversaturation or lack of fresh food and Dollar General perhaps becoming more common? Or are we just going to see more of a proliferation of what's already there?
Well, I think, 600, 700 stores out of 16,000 is a very small number. Selling produce is more expensive for companies than selling packaged goods. So produce is a different type of model for Dollar General that they're trying to perfect, they're trying to learn, but it's going to pressure this low-cost model that they have. It's more expensive to handle produce, to sell produce. The margins are tighter. So I think there's a real question how successful they'll be and how much interest they have in expanding beyond these 700 or so stores.
Nathaniel Meyerson is a retail reporter at CNN Business, and Kelly Allen Gray is a council member for Council District 8 in Fort Worth, Texas. Thanks to you both for joining us, and you can read Dollar General's full response on our website, thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.